be here in the house of the Lord this morning, seeing all you guys. And so we're going to continue our series, Run the Race. And this is the last installment of the series. And so at the beginning of this whole series, we talked about how there is a cloud of witnesses. And in order to finish your race, that we can glean from all those who have gone before us. And in fact, the Bible is just full of stories of people, of men of God and women of God who made it. They endured their race. And so you can glean from that and let it be an encouragement to your life. And then we said, hey, look, if we're going to run this race, that we need to cast off all of these sins and all these weights that slow us down. And we're going to cast them off, and we're going to run, and we're going to run freely. And then last week, we talked about running your race. How your race is different than the person sitting next to you's race. And every race, we each have our own race to run. And so today we want to kind of continue in that thought, but it's going to be enduring your race. And so we want to talk about what it looks like to endure your race. And so yesterday we were just kind of watching TV, and anybody ever seen the Spartan Games before? And so it's an intense competition, and it's both men and women can compete in this event. And so, I mean, you have 24 people who are like just going at it. I mean, they're putting like 50 pounds of corn on their back and then walking uphill. I mean, just all kind of crazy stuff. And so like as the competition goes on, you know, the more and more strenuous the activities become. And I kid you not, this event lasted about 10 hours. And so just imagine pushing yourself beyond your limits for 10 hours. And then at the end of it all, they're crossing the finish line. They are exhausted. They gave everything that they had. They didn't quit. They never give up. Even whenever they felt like, man, this is too hard, this is too difficult, they pushed through, and some of them even fell down along the way, but they got back up, and they just kept on pressing, they kept on pushing. That's what it looks like to have endurance, and so that's what we want to talk about today. So our chapter is in, our theme verse is in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 through 3. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn there, or we also have it on the screen. It says this: therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. Everything that Jesus did in this passage, in the fact that he endured the cross, he did it for you, so that you would not grow weary, so that you would not give up the race, so that you can finish. Jesus did it for you. He endured his race. So what is endurance? I have a definition for you guys. It's being steadfastness. Constancy is the characteristic of a man who is not swerved from his deliberate purpose and his loyalty to faith and piety, even by the greatest trials and suffering. So what does that mean? That means that no matter what you're faced in your life, no matter what obstacle that you're faced with or that you encounter, you're not going to let that prevent you from fulfilling the purpose of God for your life. You're going to be constant. You're going to be persistent. You're going to push through adversity. That's what it means to endure. So I like to, when I think of the word endurance, I think of long distance running. And so I run probably about 2 or 3 times a week. I wouldn't say I'm training for a marathon or anything, but for me, a 5K is a long distance. And so I run at least 3 times a week. But anyway, so and part of this is having to have what's called running stamina. In other words, you don't just like run once and then expect to run like a 5K, like the next day or something like that. You have to build up to that. So you might start off walking around the block, and then you begin walking at a little faster pace, and then you pick up the pace a little bit more, and you begin to build your running stamina. In fact, whenever I first started this, I was terrible at it. The reason I got into running because I ran a 5K, and there were like people, there were ladies with strollers zooming by and passing me by, and there were grandmas just zooming by and passing me by. I was like, man, this is terrible. You know, I'm getting passed up by grandma over here and pushing the stroller. I was like, I need to get myself fit and in shape. And so anyway, that's why I kind of got into running. But you have to build running stamina. And so it for me, it takes not just running one time, but running multiple times in the week and running multiple weeks and running multiple months and running multiple years in order to build running stamina. I would say, as Christians, we need some spiritual stamina. In other words, this is what I'm talking about, that you're in your Christian walk, Jesus says that you will face various trials of different kinds. In other words, you're not just going to face one trial, and you're not just going to have one test, and then the Lord's going to say, wow, you passed that test. Good job. Well done, my good and faithful servant. No, it's going to be test after test, trial after trial, suffering after suffering, and you're going to have to learn to endure. And as you overcome one through the help of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, you will have that which you need to overcome the next trial, and the next trial, and the next trial. And then before you know it, you're looking back, you have months, years, and even decades of being an overcomer. And so you have developed what is called spiritual stamina and endurance. Does that make any sense? All right. So why is endurance important? Why is it important to endure? I mean, why not just throw in the towel whenever things get hard? Why not just quit praying whenever your prayers are not being answered? Why not? Why do you have to continue to do good things whenever everyone else around you is not doing good things? Why do you have to continue to pour into your kids if you're not even seeing a difference? Why do you have to continue to witness to your friends and your coworkers if it seems like you're just falling on deaf ears? Why do you have to endure? And I would say it is because of life and death is at stake. If we look at Mark chapter 13, verse 13, it says this, "And you will be hated by all. You'll be hated by all for my name's sake." And so sometimes we get into Christianity and we think, well, everything's going to go smoothly. But he says, look, you're going to be hated by all. You become a Christian, it's like you're waking up a sleeping dog. You will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Now, he didn't say the one who starts off well, the one who has a good race at the beginning, but then he quits, he will be saved. No, he says the one who endures to the end will be saved. And then the Apostle Paul puts it like this in the book of Romans, chapter 8, 13. He says, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." And so what does that mean? What is the flesh? How do you live according to the flesh? Well, your flesh would tell you to give up. Your flesh would say, you know, why even try? Why even bother? Why even have a quiet time? Why even spend time with the Lord? Why even do that? Why don't you just throw in the towel? Why don't you just quit? That would be your flesh. And Paul would say to live according to the flesh, your fleshly desires, which has a tendency just to throw in the towel, say, I've had enough. I'm tired of living righteously. I'm tired of trying to do good. I'm tired of trying to live holy. Your flesh would say, just throw in the towel. Paul would say, if you live according to the flesh, that is death. We're talking about a spiritual death. We know that we will all experience a physical death, but we're talking a spiritual death. But on the flip side of this, he says, if you put to death the deeds of the body, then you will live. So that's one reason. It's because life and death is at stake. I would say another reason we need to endure is found in, stop talking for a second, that would be great. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 to 27, it says, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified." So again, this is the Apostle Paul saying, I got to keep my body in control. I got to keep my flesh in line because my flesh has this tendency to want to quit, to want to give up, to want to abandon the things of God. I've got to discipline my flesh. Now, again, this is the Apostle Paul, the man who's written nearly half of the New Testament. And so if he says, I got to keep myself in line, I got to continue to sacrifice and crucify my flesh and beat it down and make it obey God, then guess what? You and I must do the same thing. You and I must keep our flesh in check. We're not to live according to the flesh, but we're to live according to the Spirit. Now, the other thing that he says in this is that he's running this race not for a perishable wreath, but for an imperishable crown. Now, what does that mean? It's like anything that you obtain in this earth. Like if you ever ran a race before, there's perhaps some, maybe a dollar amount, maybe a gift card or something at the end that you can get. But it's perishable. That everything that we have on this earth will perish. But Paul's saying, look, I'm running my race for a different reason. I'm running my race for an imperishable crown, a crown that will never be destroyed. And that crown is called eternal life and life with Christ. And I believe that one day we will take that crown and all that we have, all that we represent, and we will lay it before our Lord in honor and worship of our God. Amen. So we run this race and we run it for an imperishable crown. So then we look at this Bible and we say, who is he? Good example of a person who endured to the end. I can think of no better person than Jesus. Amen. In fact, in our theme verse, it says in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, it says, looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. So we're going to look at that for a moment. What does it mean that Jesus endured the cross? We think about that and say, yeah, wow, Jesus was crucified, but there's a lot more than that. There's a lot that led up to this. Jesus experienced extreme sorrow and anguish. If we find that in Matthew 26:38, then he said to them, my soul is very sorrowful. This is Jesus saying that his soul was very sorrowful. Even to death, remain here and watch with me. And going a little further, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, my Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. So Jesus, he's showing his human side. He's showing that, hey, look, endurance was hard for Jesus. His flesh, he was born. Yes, he was 100% God, but he was 100% man. And so in this moment, Jesus said, God, I am sorrowful. I am in anguish. I need you guys to pray with me. And he said, if it's possible, would you take this from me, God? But yet he endured even that. He endured those feelings and he pushed through. He said, look, I see something that's on the other side of this. And he had to deal with his disciples. And his disciples, after telling them to pray with them and to bear with them, that they all fell asleep. Every single one of them, they just knocked out. And so the frustration that Jesus would experience. And then the betrayal of Judas. Judas betrayed Jesus. Judas was one of Jesus' followers, but yet he betrayed Jesus. So Jesus pushes through. He endures being betrayed and abandonment. He was wrongly accused. He was denied by Peter 3 times. He was betrayed by the crowd. He was mocked. It says in Matthew 27:28, it says, and they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him. They mocked Jesus, saying, hail, King of the Jews. They spit on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him, and they led him away to crucify him. But the book of Hebrews, going back to that scripture, it says, for the joy that was laid before Jesus, that he endured the cross. Now think about that. Think about all that we just said. How was that joyful? How was that a moment of joy where he can look at that and say, it is my joy. The joy that I have is going to help me endure the cross. Being beat to death doesn't sound like joy to me. Being crucified doesn't sound like joy to me. Being mocked and ridiculed and made a public spectacle in front of everybody doesn't seem like joy. So what was Jesus looking at? How could he say that? For the joy that was set before me, I endured the cross. He was looking at beyond the cross. He wasn't looking at the cross. He was looking beyond the cross and seeing the effects of the cross. He was looking at you and I, and he was saying, look, I see so-and-so. I see this person, and I see this person, and I am making a way so that they can be reconciled to my Heavenly Father. I am making a way that God will be their God and that they will be his people. I am making a way where my life and my sacrifice is making a way so that they will be in heaven. So Jesus sets his sights. He sets his joy on the fact that you and I will be redeemed and that you and I will be sanctified. Think about that. And that joy is what helped them persevere. That joy is what helped them to press on. The joy of our redemption. It was costly what Jesus did for us. It wasn't cheap. So how do we endure? We've seen that Jesus began to set his sights. He began to set his eyes on our redemption and the fact that one day we will be with Jesus and we will be with God. So how do we endure as a people? I would say first that endurance requires setting your eyes on the prize. You got to set your eyes on the prize. Anybody ever heard of the Boston Marathon before? And so, like, this is a marathon, 26 miles. That's a long time to run. That's a long run. I have never attempted anything like that. But from what I understand, it's very strenuous, you know, and you have to prepare. But if you can put your body through all kinds of different pain, you can persevere to the end. Because in the Boston Marathon, if you win, you get $25,000. Now, that's a lot of money. And so perhaps you would be willing to endure that kind of pain and wake up early in the morning and go run, because $25,000 is at stake. I mean, that's a brand new car, right? I mean, that's a nice car. It's a pretty decent car. And second place is like $15,000. So that's not too shabby either. And so if you know the prize, if you know what's waiting you at the end, then you can persevere. Then you can go through anything, any hardship, any difficulty, whatever it takes. I want the prize. In Christianity, in our walk with Christ, the same is true. The same can be said. If you know that the payoff at the end is so much greater than the pain that you endure on this earth, look, the payoff is the fact that you gain Jesus. You gain heaven. You will be with God. You will be with his people. There will be no more pain. There will be no more suffering. There will be no more tears. There will be no more heartache. You gain Jesus. The payoff is great. So you must endure. You must endure whatever trials and whatever hardships that you're going through, because the payoff is great. So set your eyes on the prize. The Apostle Paul says it like this in Romans 8:18. He says, "For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." So Paul's looking at his life. He says, "I know I'm going through some things right now, but it's not even worth comparing to the prize at the end of the race." The next thing I would say is that endurance requires being consistent. You know, like for me as a runner, I have to be consistent in my runs. I have to, like, at least run 3 times a week to kind of maintain the pace that I'm going, to maintain, you know, the stamina that I run with. And so if I were just to run like once a month, man, my running stamina would just take a crash. It would just dive. I would not be able to run a 5K. And so I have to be consistent with my runs. And so I know it's aggravating at times, but I'll wake up at 5:30. My wife mentioned it several times. And it's aggravating, right, because, you know, I wake her up. But I am consistent in my runs. At 5:30, I'm waking up. I'm going to run. I don't feel like it a lot of times, but you know what? I'm going to run. I'm going to be consistent. And our spiritual walk is the same thing. You must have consistency in your walk with the Lord. You cannot just expect to pray one time or to read your Bible once a month and be good for the rest of for the month, right? You know, some people will do that. They'll go to church once a year around Christmas time or around Easter time and like, oh, I'm good. Man, that must have been a powerful service, right? If you went to church one time and you're good for the rest of the year. I don't know about you, but I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit each and every day. I need his word in my life each and every day. I want to have the consistency of diving into the word and praying to my Father and spending time with him. We have to do the right things, but we need to do them consistently. So some of those right things are reading the word and worshiping and prayer and corporate worship and coming together as a people. We got to be consistent in our disciplines with our work with the Lord. I would say this also, that consistent devotion is vital to enduring worldly commotion. Consistent devotion is vital to enduring worldly commotion. You have to have a consistent, devoted prayer life so that you will overcome the commotion of this world. Amen? All right, and then the next thing I would say is that endurance requires maintaining a sustainable pace. In other words, a pace that you can maintain from now to the end of time. What does that look like? Well, for me as a runner, if I just start off really quick, you know, like, you know, I'm going to try to go all out as fast as I possibly can at the beginning, then you know what happens? I get burned up. I get burned out so quickly, and I'm having a difficult time finishing the race. I have a difficult time. And so I have to have a sustainable pace. You know, sometimes in Christianity, we go to conferences and we go to different things, and we get all hyped up. you know, all the lights and all the speakers and everything. And so like, man, we have a lot of energy. We have a lot of excitement. And we want to continue that excitement. But then, you know, the Monday comes and the Tuesday comes and the Wednesday comes. Is that sustainable? You got to find something that is sustainable in your life. Rather than trying to read a whole book of the Bible every morning, find something that is sustainable. Yes, you should have a devotion time, but what can you do? What disciplines, what spiritual disciplines, what devotions can you have in the mornings that you can sustain 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road, 30 years down the road? So that's the whole thing, is that you are finding something, some practical things that you can do and sustain it till the end of time, because we want to endure the race, amen? So the last point is this, is that endurance requires watching your intake, watching what you eat. You know, some experts give some advice, say, hey, look, you got to eat the right carbohydrates. If you're a runner, you got to eat the the wheat rice, and you got to eat the oatmeal, and all these crazy things, right? Why? Because you got to have the right amount of carbs and the right kind of carbs. And I always notice the difference whenever, you know, like if I take like two or three plates and I eat that the night before, or if I eat a bunch of sugar the night before, then my race the next day is often more sluggish. And I feel like, oh, man, this is never going to end, you know? And it's just a lot harder on the body because I've taken in all this excess of junk, and my intake is not clean anymore. And so I'm sluggish. I'm like, oh, man, will this ever be over? But like in our Christian walk, let's think about this as well. So what does that look like for your intake to be good? Well, if you're sitting at home, or if you're just indulging yourself in Facebook, you're indulging yourself in social media, guess what? Your intake is not that good, all right? There's not a whole lot of good stuff on Facebook and social media. So you're filling your mind with all this garbage. Guess what? You're not going to endure the race. In fact, many people will find themselves more depressed, more anxious, and maybe even give up the race if that's all you do is fill yourself up with this junk. I'm not saying that you got to, like, you know, take it all off. I'm saying you got to watch what you're putting into your body. You watch what you're filling your mind with. Watch what you're filling your spirit with. You know, so we got to watch our intake. We have to be filled with the presence of God. We have to read the Word of God and let Him renew our mind. We have to watch our intake in order to endure the race. So a couple of questions as we close out. Have you taken your eyes off of the prize? So we talked about this. We said, look, Jesus endured the cross because he had a joy that was set before him. In other words, the joy of our redemption, the joy of the fact that he is making a way and paving the way so that we can be redeemed. And it was his joy. We too need to set our sights on Christ. We need to set our sights on heaven. We need to say, hey, you know what? I know I'm going through some difficult things right now in this world. I know it may not be exactly as I want to be, but I'm setting my sights towards heaven. I'm looking at the fact that one day it will not always be this bad. That one day that it is going to be awesome, in fact. And that there will be no more tears. There will be no more crying. There will be no more pain. I'm going to be with Jesus. Yes, I'm enduring. I'm pushing. I'm pressing to the end because I want to make it to the end. Because I want to be with my Lord and Savior. It's not always going to be this bad, amen? It's not always going to be this tough. You will win this race. You will win this fight. You will win if you endure to the end. Secondly, are you consistent with your spiritual disciplines? Do you have a routine? You wake up in the morning, or you wake up, perhaps you can't even wake up in the morning and read the Bible because honestly, you're like, man, you're just falling asleep, right? Right, and so perhaps you're in the afternoons and you're reading the Word, but you're consistent. You're building consistency with diving into the Scriptures and studying the Word of God. Are you consistent with your walk with the Lord? Can you sustain what you're doing in terms of daily devotion over the next 10, 20, 30 years? Like what you're doing, you're like, if what I'm doing, I feel like I can sustain, like even running. Yeah, I feel like I can do this. You know, this 5K, I feel like I can sustain that, you know, for a lifetime. I don't want to take on too much. I can't run a 10K, or I can't run a 20K, or I can't run a marathon, but I can't sustain that. But I can sustain a 5K. I can sustain something that is much smaller. And so the idea is that, yes, you have devotion, and yes, you're getting into the Word of God, and yes, you're having a prayer life, but is it sustainable? Do you have a sustainable plan in place? And then lastly, what are you filling your mind with? Is it conducive to enduring your race? If all you do is fill yourself with the negativity that's on Facebook, and the negativity that's in the news, and the negativity that's around you with your peers, you're not going to endure to the race. You gotta captivate those thoughts, as Paul said. You gotta take those thoughts captive. You got to fill yourself with the Word of God. You gotta replace all negative things that the enemy has lied to you about, and replace them with the Word of God. You have to fill yourself with His presence. What are you filling your mind with? Is it conducive to enduring your race? Would you bow your heads and close your eyes, please, as we end up this morning? Perhaps you're in this place, you know, and you just feel like, man, it's been hard. I just felt like throwing in the towel at times. I felt like giving up my race. I felt like, man, it's too hard. It's too much. I don't see what's the point. What's the point of all this? What's the point of living righteously? What's the point of keep pursuing after God? What is the point of trying to walk in holiness? What is the point? There is a point. And it's life and death. And it's a crown of eternal life that is waiting for you. And Jesus endured His cross. And He endured His race as He set His sights on the joy that was before Him. Our redemption. We will endure our race as we set our eyes, as we set our sights on the fact that one day we will be with God. That is the payoff for being a believer. Endure your race. Endure your race. If you're in this place today and you feel like, man, you know, that's me. Sometimes I just feel like giving up. Sometimes I'm just not consistent in my daily devotions. Sometimes I just let the wrong things come into my life. I let the wrong intakes come into my life. And today I just want change. I just surrender those things. If that's you, would you stand to your feet? And as you do, we're just going to pray with you and just believe God for you. Lord Jesus, we just come before You and we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for all that You are doing in our lives. We thank You, Lord, that You endured the cross and You did it for us so that we would not grow weary, so that we could persevere to the end, so that we can make it. You endured Your cross. Help us, Lord, to endure our race, Lord, this morning in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, every obstacle, Lord, that would distract us from running the race, for every thought, Lord, that would try to prevent us and try to keep us from moving forward, Lord, we just come against that right now in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, I pray, Lord, for each and every person who is standing in this place this morning, Lord, that You will help them, Lord, to endure to the end. Lord, by Your grace, by Your mercy, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of them, they will make it to the end. They will persevere. Lord, they will trust You, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank You for what You are doing in this place and that You are helping us, Lord, to endure. So, Lord, all of the cares of God, we just cast before You. All of the things, oh God, that has consumed our time, that has consumed our thoughts and consumed our energy, God, we give them to You, Lord, this morning. And we just pray that You would help us. Help us to be consistent people, Lord, where we get into Your Word and Your Word gets inside of us. And Lord, we are led by Your Spirit. God, we just give You all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're excited for what God is doing. Go and study those notes. We pray that you will endure. Sign up for 24-hour prayer as you leave the building this morning. We just say, have a good day. You guys be safe and endure in Jesus' name.